Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect cooler temperatures as night falls. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, the IDF has eliminated the commander of Hamas's drone unit in Gaza. This occurred during an attack in central Gaza earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post warns that a joint strike by Iran and Hezbollah could paralyze Israel's energy lifelines. The report highlights Israel's vulnerability due to its reliance on a few offshore rigs and desalination plants. Also this hour, Ynet reports that unreleased documentary footage shows how Netanyahu managed to rein in Senator Lindsey Graham's aggressive stance toward widening the Iran war. Separately, i24News is covering breaking headlines from the Middle East and around the world, providing the latest stories and news items. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, a woman has been charged with offensive language for allegedly directing anti-Semitic abuse at a group at the Bondi massacre site. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that Pope Leo XIV expressed concern over the escalating violence in the West Bank and Gaza, highlighting the toll on civilians. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared that President Isaac Herzog recently spoke with the King of Bahrain. The conversation focused on strengthening ties and the significance of the Abraham Accords. Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli activist, described Hezbollah as an Iranian cancer in Lebanon, asserting that Israel could help re-establish Lebanon as a successful nation. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF operation in Gaza, Walla reports that the targeted strike eliminated Eid, the commander responsible for Hamas's drone operations. This is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities. The impact of this strike could weaken Hamas's ability to launch drone attacks against Israeli civilians. Turning to the warning about Israel's energy vulnerabilities, the Jerusalem Post highlights a report by the Alma Center, which warns of the potential effects of a coordinated strike by Iran and Hezbollah. The report underscores the strategic importance of securing Israel's energy infrastructure. This vulnerability could have significant implications for national security and economic stability. Meanwhile, Ynet brings attention to undisclosed footage revealing Senator Lindsey Graham's interactions with Israeli leaders. The footage shows Netanyahu's influence in moderating Graham's stance on Iran. This development reflects the complex nature of diplomatic relations and the role of individual actors in shaping policy. In related news, i24News continues to monitor developments across the Middle East. Their coverage provides a broad perspective on regional tensions and conflicts. Staying informed on these issues is crucial for understanding the broader geopolitical landscape. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports on a disturbing incident in Bondi. A woman faces charges for anti-Semitic remarks at a massacre site. Such incidents highlight the persistent challenges of combating hate speech and fostering tolerance. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports growing uncertainty around Intel's expansion in Israel. The finance ministry has cancelled a $425 million grant after Intel paused its Kiryat Gat project. This decision could affect future investments and job creation. Separately, Globes highlights a significant drop in Checkpoint's share price. The cybersecurity company's future performance will depend on upcoming second quarter results. Investors are closely watching these developments. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the surge in demand for smart monitoring watches, known as the Yuval Cohen effect. Increased orders indicate a shift in consumer preferences, which could impact market trends. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.